Monmouth Beach, Lyme Regis. A world away from the bucket and spade sandy beach, the other side of the Cobb. It's wild here. Quiet. Less used. It's got that feel to it that relaxes you, that just allows you to drop into a deeper breath. That feeling of it being a bit untamed, a bit unstable. Exciting. Secrets. All sorts of history, good and bad. The mood and energy changes when you turn right at the Cobb through the car park. And at low tide, those big blue Lias cliffs rumble above. You never quite know where you are with them. When we first moved down here, I had a part-time job in Lyme. It was really busy, in season. Lyme's just bonkers. Fun. After work each day, I'd come down here and just walk along the beach, allow my attention to be taken by the pebbles, the stones, and of course, if I was lucky, a fossil fragment. This is where I found my first ever bit of fossil. It's low tide now, and there's some machinery or work going on in the harbour. I've got a massive stretch of beach that I'm just sharing with two dog walkers and somebody with a hammer who's obviously going to do a bit of fossil hunting. I'm on the ammonite pavement with these huge, big snake stone coils. It's really special. And whenever I see these, no matter how many times, I feel like Mary Anning or somebody discovering something for the first time. Something new, precious, something that might disappear at any moment. And of course it does when the tide comes in and the secrets are covered over again. The world's changed so much in my lifetime, and the world's changed so much in the last couple of months. But coming here to one of my favourite places in the Dorset AONB, but close to home, Monmouth Beach, I really feel that sense of something bigger than me, being part of something else, in a landscape that's completely shaped by elemental forces. It helps me relax, definitely helps me to breathe, and it's good for a creative process. When I come here, I drop quite quickly into another kind of time. I've written a lot of poems here.